Welcome to Good News in the Morning, a program of words and music, bringing a Christian message of hope and encouragement to those who are looking for an intelligent, meaningful, and spirited approach to faith and to life.
Good morning and welcome to the Good News Christian Ministries broadcast. My name is Donald Crisp and I am the lead pastor of the First Baptist Church of Smiths Falls. It is my privilege to bring the Good News message today. This program is sponsored by the Good News Christian Ministries. To contact us, just write the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. That's Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG1WO. Now think of it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is always wonderful to have God's people gather on God's day to hear God's word. May God bless our hearing of today's message, and may we commit ourselves to listen with all our hearts. My prayer today is that God would bless us, encourage us, challenge us, and comfort us. May God turn your heart and my heart toward home as he speaks to us and draws us near. My message today is entitled, Walking According to His Word. And most of us folks, as we think about God's Word and walking with God, it's a challenge indeed. I'm aware that some of you listening today are not Christians. You haven't received Christ, invited him into your heart and your life. And I want you to know today that we're praying that God would open your heart, that you would realize that God loves you and that you matter to God. I'm also aware that there are those who are listening today who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. And I trust that this message today is a real encouragement to you. We're speaking about walking according to God's word. That means to be in God's will for your life, you have to walk according to God's word. We'll be looking carefully at the Bible. But first of all, let's listen to Ricky Van Shelden singing Family Bible. This is from his CD, Don't Overlook Salvation, Song 3.
There's a family Bible on the table. Its pages torn and hard. Family Bible on the table will ever be my key to memory. At the close of day when work was over, singing, Rock of Ages. This old world would oh so better be if we find more Bibles on the table and mothers singing Rock of Ages cleft for me. I can see when from the family Bible Dad would read, I can hear my mother softly singing, Rock of Ages, Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Yes, walking according to God's word. The Bible says in Proverbs 22, verse 17, pay attention and listen to the sayings. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 4, it says, keep his commands and obey him. Leviticus chapter 18, verse 4 says, be careful to follow my decrees. And finally, Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 2 says, obey him with all your heart. Five lessons from Scripture is what I get out of those verses. Listen to it. First, we need to listen to God's word. Secondly, we need to pay attention. Thirdly, we need to keep them. Fourthly, we need to be careful to follow them. And fifthly, we need to obey them with all our hearts. It was 37 years ago that I discovered the Bible as God's written word. I have found the Bible to be trustworthy and true. I also discovered that the Bible was and is informational, inspirational, transformational, and let me add, relational. First of all, I believe it to be informational. As I read the Old and the New Testaments, or the written word of God, I discover or rediscover God's living word in the written word, that is, the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow with me, if you will. In Genesis, you will see that he is the ram at Abraham's altar. In Exodus, he is the Passover lamb. In Leviticus, he's the high priest. In Numbers, he's that cloud by day and that pillar of fire by night. In Deuteronomy, he is the city of refuge. Yes, in Joshua, he is that scarlet thread out Rahab's window. In Judges, he is the judge. In Ruth, he's the blessed kinsman redeemer. Oh yes, in 1 and 2 Samuel, he's the trusted prophet. While in Kings and Chronicles, the reigning king. In Ezra, he's the faithful scribe. In Nehemiah, he's depicted as the rebuilder of all that is broken. You know, the good news of the message of the gospel is that we're to bring our brokenness to him because he's the one who will rebuild us. In Esther, he is our Mordecai, the one sitting faithfully at the gate, or indeed at the gates of our hearts. In Job, he is our redeemer who lives forever. In Psalms, he is our shepherd. Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, he is Sophia, or wisdom. In Songs of Solomon, he is the beautiful bridegroom. We are the church, we are the bride, he is the bridegroom. In Isaiah, he's the suffering servant. Jeremiah in Lamentations, the weeping prophet. Ezekiel, he's that mysterious four-faced man. And then in Daniel, we see that he is the fourth man in the fiery furnace. In Hosea, he is my love. In Joel, he is the one who baptizes us with his spirit. In Amos, the burden bearer. In Obadiah, he is our savior. While in Jonah, he's that first missionary. In Micah, he's our messenger, the one who brings the good news, and they refer to him as the one with beautiful feet. In Nahum, he is the avenger. In Habakkuk, the watchman, ever praying for our revival. In Zephaniah, he is Adonai El Shaddai, the Lord who is mighty to save. In Haggai, he is the restorer of the heritage. While in Zechariah, he is the fountain of truth, life, love, and joy. In Malachi, he is the son of righteousness who comes with healing in his wings. Yes, the written word of God reveals the living word of God. In Matthew, he is Emmanuel, meaning God with us. In Mark, he is the Lord of the Sabbath. In Luke, he is the Christ child. In John, he is the Word made flesh. In Acts, he is the resurrected and ascended Lord of the church. In Romans, he's our second Adam. In 1 Corinthians, the Lord of glory, while in 2 Corinthians, the Passover lamb. In Galatians, he is the seed, or the seed of the church, or the seed of Christ. In Ephesians, the head. In Philippians, the servant. And in Colossians, the firstborn. In 1 Thessalonians, we're reminded that he'll come back for the church as a thief in the night. 2 Thessalonians, he's the Lord of peace. In 1 Timothy, our mediator. 2 Timothy, the judge. While in Titus, he is our blessed hope. And in Philemon, he is the refresher of our hearts. In Hebrews, he's the high priest, might I add, after the order of Melchizedek. In James, he is our wisdom. 1 Peter, he's that stone rejected by the builders. While in 2 Peter, we discover that he wants no one to perish. He won't reject us. In 1 John, he's the righteous one. 2 John, the son of the Father. And in 3 John, he is the name above all names. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. In Jude, he is the one who is able to keep us from falling. You know, the fact is we do stumble. But when we fall, his everlasting and ever strong arms are there to catch us. And in Revelation, he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending. He is the Lamb who was slaughtered before the foundations of the world. The written word reveals the living word. Yes, I believe, in fact, the Bible is informational. Rabbi Shammai in the 3rd century even told us that there were 613 commands as he saw it in Scripture. 365 were don'ts and 248 were do's. Some believe that the positive, as they call it, mitzvah, were equal the number parts of the body, and the negative mitzvah correspond to the number days of the solar year. So the positive equal the number parts of the body. How important that is to understand that, and the negatives were to just to remind us that each day of the year we're to look at God's word and what God's will is for us. Yes, the Bible is informational when it comes to learning what to do and what not to do. We need to stop here and just think about this. We need to remember what sin is and how we define sin. Think of it this way. Sin is doing what God told us not to do. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. We understand that. Now, just turn that over for a second and look at the other side of that. It's not just doing what God told us not to do. It's also not doing what God informed us that we should do. God has expectations of us, folks, and when we don't step up to the plate, that's also sin. This is why it's so important to take heed to the lessons that I mentioned earlier in this message. To listen, to pay attention to God's word, to keep them that which we read, to be careful, and to obey them with all your hearts. The Bible is informational. Secondly, the Bible is inspirational. First of all, as we read the word, we learn that God's word is flawless. I love that. 2 Samuel 22:31, it says this, "Your word, O Lord, is flawless." In Psalms 30, verse 5, it says, "Every word is flawless." Folks, when we focus on meditating on God's word, it's not long before we learn that God has promised to lead, guide, and provide for us. Psalm 119:105, many of us memorized this at Sunday school. It says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light for my path." We also learn that God's word is really love letters written to us from his heart to ours. Therefore, we need to respond in kind. The message is clear. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and your strength. As we ponder that, let's listen to Amy Grant singing about thy word.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a Jesus, be my guide. Hold me to your side, and I will love you to the
Yes, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The Bible is informational. The Bible is inspirational. Thirdly, the Bible is transformational. David in Psalm 15, verse 2, raises this question. Who may live on your holy hill, O Lord? He reduces the answer to 18 words. Listen to what David says. He whose walk is blameless and who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from his heart. In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, indeed the question is raised, what does the Lord require of you? And he answers it, that question, with 14 words. Here it is, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. Isaiah comes into the picture, Isaiah 33, 15, and he reduces it to 9 words. He who walks righteously and speaks what is right. Oh, yes, then Habakkuk comes along and he says, I can do that in 6 words. And this is what he says. The just shall live by faith. The righteous shall live by faith. And you know what? When we come to faith in Christ, that's a transformational experience. Indeed, the psalmist was right. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path. And as Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, when we come to faith in Christ, old things pass away. Behold, all things become new. Folks, Scripture is informational, it's inspirational, and it is transformational. Fourthly, I also believe it to be relational. Now let's apply what we've learned to this faith walk. We're to listen, we're to pay attention, we're to keep them, we're to follow them, and we're to obey them with all our hearts. Walking according to His Word is not merely about following the written Word of God from a very legalistic point. He's not asking us to keep just the letter of the law. It's about the spirit of the law. It's about really walking according to His Word. It means following the living Word, Jesus. Now put the two together. Following the written Word and following the living Word, the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's look at some examples in the Bible. Adam walked with God, and his walk was an intimate walk. Abraham walked with God. His walk was a sacrificial walk. Enoch walked with God. His walk was a holy walk. Jabez, or Jabez, walked with God. Oh yes, his walk was an honorable walk. Job walked with God. His walk was an obedient walk. Moses walked with God. His walk was a liberating walk. Joshua walked with God. His walk was a victorious walk. And yes, Peter walked with God. Can I say his walk was a water walk? Now, what does your faith walk look like? Is your faith walk an intimate walk, a sacrificial walk, a holy walk, an honorable walk, an obedient walk, a liberating walk, a victorious walk, a water walk? You know, an interesting assignment would be to look at that list and have your spouse or have someone close to you, perhaps, if you dare, even your children or your grandchildren, let them do a spiritual report card on you. Let them mark you and your walk. What do they see how you walk with God? Are you doing in that area? Folks, our desire as parents and grandparents is that our children and our grandchildren would walk with God, walk in His will according to His word. Do you want to find God's perfect will for your life? Well, you can do so if we go to the Bible. To be in the center of His will, we simply need to go to the center of His word. Think about it. What is the shortest chapter in the Bible? Well, it's Psalm 117. What is the longest chapter in the Bible? Hey, we know that to be Psalm 119. Which means that the center chapter in the Bible is Psalm 118. Interesting. Now, did you know that there are 594 chapters that appear before Psalm 118 in the Bible? And there are 594 chapters after Psalm 118? Add those numbers up. 594 plus 594 totals 1188. What is the center verse in the Bible? 1188, or Psalm 1188, or Psalm 118, verse 8. Do you want to know God's perfect will for your life? Well, then you need to go to the center of His Word to find His will. And when you do so, you will read in Psalm 118, verse 8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put your trust in man." And that's what I'm talking about. I trust that we get it. Walking in God's will, walking according to God's word. The fact of the matter is, we need to pray and say, "Lord, I need to listen to your word. I need to pay attention to it. I need to keep it. I need to follow it, and I need to obey it with all of my heart." I'm asking you now, would you pray with me right now? Father in heaven, we thank you for this message about your word, a reminder that your will is revealed through your word. And we ask right now, Father, that you would just speak to us. Father, I just pray for those who don't know you right now, that they would open their hearts to you right now and invite you in, Lord Jesus Christ. And for those who already know you, Father, I pray that they'd be encouraged right now and that you would just bless them, Father. Open their hearts, give them a hunger and a thirst for your word so that they can walk according to your will. Father, we give you thanks that Jesus Christ loves us and that we matter to him. Thank you, Father, for speaking to us this day. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in conclusion, allow me to thank you for your open heart, your prayerful encouragement. I also want to thank you for your financial support of this radio ministry. You need to know that your faithful prayers and your gracious giving empowers and enables this ministry to deliver God's good news message on the air. I want you to know that we are very thankful for you, for being part of this radio ministry team. The truth is, we can't do this without you. Now let me encourage you and challenge you to make a check payable to the Good News Christian Ministries and send it to Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. We will certainly send you a receipt at income tax time. Now, on a more personal note, if this radio ministry is impacting your life, would you write me and share what God is doing in your life? Perhaps you have prayed and received Christ Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Perhaps you have recommitted your life to Christ. Perhaps these messages are a real encouragement to you. If this is true, then we want to join you in thanking God. You can email me at doncrisp@hotmail.com, all lowercase, doncrisp@hotmail.com. Or you can make your comments by writing the Good News Christian Ministries, Box 184, Rideau Ferry, Ontario, KOG 1WO. Again, I would love to hear from you. Please encourage others to listen to this radio ministry. Don't forget to worship in a church that proclaims Jesus Christ as the Savior of the world and points you to the cross, a church that will equip you and encourage you to embrace our Lord's will for your life, a church that faithfully holds high the Bible and does not waver from the principles, precepts, and promises that are found within it. Father, we pray that you would inspire us to live lives worthy of you as we walk with you. We pray that you would empower us to live for you, bringing honor and glory to your name. Amen. Now, as we conclude today's program, here is Randy Travis singing "Just a Closer Walk with Thee." This is found on his Worship and Faith CD. And now may God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. May you live with courage, faith, and love. May you be grace agents for Christ in a world that hungers for hope, love, and truth. Amen.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of toils and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but Thee, dear Lord, none but Thee. Just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. My feeble life is o'er, and time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safely on to Thy kingdom, dear Lord. Thy shore, just a closer walk with Thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to Thee.
Good News in the Morning is produced in the studios of News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.